Perek Vav Mishnah Beis. Ris shel ayin shnikav. If the eyelid of the Bechor is pierced, it has a hole, shnifkam, or if it becomes defective structurally, or shenisdak, or if it's cut, it's slit, then that's also considered a mum, a permanent mum, and that would allow you to shech the Bechor. Hare be'enav dak. Let's say it has like a cataract, like a cataract, a sort of a cloudy cover on the eye. Tavalel, or there's sort of something that's mvovel, something that's mixed up, and we'll explain exactly what that is later on in the Mishnah. Or chilazain nachash, or something that has sort of the shape of like a chilazain, which is the famous fish that was used for tcheles, or a nachash, or the shape of a snake. If these things sort of shapes develop in the eye, or ve'enav, or if it sort of has a growth like a grape on its eye, then that is also considered a permanent mum, and it is mutter to shech the bechor. Ve'ez a tevalel, what does it mean to have a tevalel? Lavan apaisik basira, ve'nichnas b'shochar. It means if the white part of the eye breaks through the ring and goes into the black part of the eye, goes into the pupil, in that case, that's considered a mum. However, the opposite, b'shochar ve'nichnas b'lavan, but let's say a streak goes into the white part of the eye, ain't a mum, shein mum b'lavan, because the white part of the eye usually is not where you have mum, not where you have blemishes. It's in the black part of the eye, that's where the blemishes arise, and that's considered a mum if it develops in the black part of the eye. Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel. Chavar Vod v'hamayim ha'gvurim. If you have white spots or water in the eye, and they're permanent white spots or they're permanent water in the eye, that is considered, again, a mum that will allow you to shech the bechor. Ezehu chavar vod ha'gvur. What does it mean to have permanent white spots? Kol shesha shemarim yayim. If the white spots are there for 80 days, then you know that's considered permanent. Now Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonai says, but can I say shleisha pamim b'soich shemarim yayim? You don't have to every day check it, see 80 consecutive days it had the white spots. As long as you spot check it, no pun intended, but if you spot check it 3 times within the 80 days, so approximately every, 26 or so days, you go and you spot check it and you notice that the white spots are still there, that's considered a permanent, and it was there the whole 80 days, and therefore, that's considered a permanent mum. Elohei mayim akavum, what does it mean to have permanent water in the eye? So here, it's not so much what it is, it's to see if it can be cured. And there was a special cure that was used to cure water in the eyes. What does that mean? Achal lach v'yavish shel geshamim. If the animal ate moist food and dry food that was irrigated through rainwater, fields that were watered through rainwater. Lach usually means it was cultivated in the months of Nisan, Adar, Nisan, and the dry season is usually El and Tishrei. So if it ate that, but it has to be from fields that were irrigated through rainwater. If it eats that, and based on that formula, and it gets cured, then you know it's okay. If it doesn't get cured, then you know it's permanent. Now, Lach v'yavish shel shlachim. Let's say it is either moist and dry food, but you only did it from shlachim that were irrigated through man-made means, not through rainwater. Or achal yavish v'achakach achal lach. Or you mixed up the order. You ate the dry first. The animal ate the dry first, and then it ate the moist food. Ain't a mum. In that case, you cannot paskin that it's permanent or not because you did not go through the proper procedure to cure the animal. Achal yavish achal lach. It has to be. You have to first have the moist, then you have to have the dry. It's got to be from rain-watered field. And the Gemara has a few other conditions that are involved in the cure. The point being, as long as you get the cure right, then you can tell. If it cured it, then we're okay. If it didn't cure it, that's permanent. But if you didn't do the proper procedures for the cure, you'll never know if it was permanent or not, and therefore you're not allowed to shecht it based on that moment.